This is Reflections in Black, and I'm your host, Raven Cook. Reflections in Black is a segment dedicated to exploring the legacy of Black Americans in the United States and around the globe. Reflections in Black also provides resources for understanding and hope for all people. John H. Johnson was born in Arkansas City, Arkansas on January 19, 1918. His mother, Gertrude Johnson, would marry his father, Leroy Johnson, after her first unsuccessful marriage. After John's father, Leroy, died in a sawmill accident, John's mother, Gertrude, married James Williams when John was 8 years old. Growing up in extreme poverty did not prevent Johnson from pursuing an education. A young John H. Johnson graduated in 1932 from Arkansas City Colored High School. But since the city offered no public high school and the Johnson family lived in deep poverty, John H. Johnson could not take the traditional route of going to boarding school in Little Rock or Pine Bluff. Instead, his mother made him repeat the eighth grade until he had saved enough money to move to Chicago. Many in the community doubted a young John H. Johnson would ever amount to anything and thought his mother crazy for making sacrifices economically to save for his future. But John H. Johnson would go on to prove all the naysayers wrong. The Johnson family would eventually move to Chicago in the midst of two major U.S. moments, the Great Depression and the Great Migration. The Great Depression was a time in American history where the American economy suffered a tremendous collapse and put many in poverty. This moment for African Americans, the Great Depression, along with the intense racial segregation in the South, became a weight too heavy for many to bear. They sought refuge in the idea that the North would provide an opportunity. The Great Migration lasted through most of the 20th century and is critical to understanding the increases in urban cities in the North and the West of the United States. The Johnson family made it to Chicago, but after losing jobs and being unable to find employment because of the Great Depression, the family lived on public assistance for some time. In September 1934, John H. Johnson attended the virtually all-black Wendell Phillips High School. He skipped ninth grade and was promoted to the 10th as he worked to pursue his dream of becoming a journalist. Johnson soared in his new environment. He became editor of the school newspaper, editor of the yearbook, and was also a part of many clubs, including Student Council and the French Club. Along with creating a strong extracurricular resume, John H. Johnson also began to read at the Chicago Public Library. He studied the works of Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois, Booker T. Washington, and Langston Hughes, and started to understand a deeper context of the Black experience. Johnson would go on to act as a commencement speaker and earn a $200 scholarship to the University of Chicago, along with numerous other awards. At an Urban League speech, Johnson met a business leader, Harry H. Pace, from Supreme Life Insurance Company. Upon meeting a young John H. Johnson, Pace was impressed, and hearing that Johnson was looking for a part-time job to pay for college, quickly offered him one in the insurance company he had built. The company had a newspaper, which Johnson became assistant editor of, and Pace was senior editor. But Johnson would become so engaged with Pace and the business that he would drop out of college and work full-time for the insurance company. During the 1940s, Johnson was presented with an opportunity from Harold Pace to start to investigate the growing Black consciousness movement taking shape. Johnson saw the opportunity and decided to use it to build his own company, focused on sharing the information he had acquired for Pace. In 1942, Johnson began the Negro Digest Company. The company took articles from white and black press and introduced them to a solely black audience. The paper began to sell. Johnson sold 3,000 at first, but still needed 2,000 to cover the cost of all his expenses. he was able to secure the financial backing of Charles Levy Circulating Company, Chicago's largest distributor, and he also put the paper in places neglected by mainstream companies. The business soared, and Johnson hired his mother, who stayed with the company until 1977 when she passed away, and his wife, Eunice Johnson, who he had married in 1941. John H. Johnson edited several sections of his paper and went on to secure the Negro Digest Company's success. In November 1945, Johnson was ready to take on a new challenge with the creation of Ebony Magazine. Ebony was a term introduced to John H. Johnson by his wife, Eunice Johnson. The term ebony was defined as a fine black African wood and would go on to become a household name. The first Ebony magazine sold 25,000 copies in only a few hours. John Johnson purchased another 25,000 and watched them be purchased just as quickly. He found a vital need for many black Americans to have a publication that offered space to see themselves represented with dignity and pride. The Negro Digest Company's name was eventually changed to the Johnson Publication Company in 1949. The Johnson Publication Company would go on to publish numerous texts in African American history and African American art, but also would publish Ebony and Jet magazines. The magazine would extend to a successful fashion brand, Ebony Fashion Fair, and cosmetic line. And Johnson would go on to acquire many more companies and awards for his work. In 2005, John H. Johnson would pass away, leaving behind three daughters and a legacy in media and black history that we will treasure for a lifetime. Today, we celebrate the life and legacy of Arkansas's own John H. Johnson.
Reflections in Black is a production of KUAF Public Radio, 91.3 FM in Fayetteville. You can hear weekly segments of the program on Ozarks at Large, or you can hear past editions at KUAF.com. Just search Reflections in Black.